Let's have a short look on the agenda. Some quick personal effects. I want to highlight the Hemnet as a mission statement of the Hemnet, because it's very important. Give you a short introduction for Hemnet in a nutshell. And we'll give you some ideas about how Hemnet has evolved, what the pitfalls have been, and what we did for mitigation. And I want to discuss a little bit about how Hemnet can evolve further. So some personal facts. So my name is Jan Droszewski. My call sign is Delta Golf 8, November Golf November. I'm licensed since 1997, getting old, obviously. And I'm the VHF manager of the German Amateur Radio Club, the DARC, you may know. I'm a member of the German IP coordination team for Hemnet. My colleagues are Egbert, DD9QP, and Thomas, DL9SAU. So together we run the IP allocations for Hemnet in Germany. My profession is a systems engineer at Schroeder & Schwarz in Munich. You may know that we do some measurement devices, quite expensive, but it's nice gear to have on the desk if you want to play with. And my family, I have three boys, they are all now 10 years old, so eating up all of my time, but I finally made it at least to Foster. And of course, a lovely wife. My location is Juliet, November 59, Lima, Juliet. It's in Nuremberg. Okay, so Hemnet, the mission statement. I think the mission statement is really important to understand what the project is about. And if you discuss about, oh, can you do this, can you do that, I always reflect, is this the right way in terms of the mission statement? So the mission of the Hemnet is to build a maintainer European, or even larger, let's see, TCP/IP-based radio-only network for amateur radio community, providing IP end-to-end connectivity. So everybody knows NAT is evil. I don't know where the expression is coming from, but somebody created this, and that's why we want to have this end-to-end communication, because you can do a lot of things if you're able to reach devices from one end to the other end without any strange nut in between. So Hemnet in a nutshell. So we're talking about a closed community, unfortunately. We are talking about an amateur radio network where you need to have a license to take part of it. So we need to make sure that if you wanted to use the network, you need to be an amateur radio operator. And I think there are a lot of ways nowadays to get a license for this. The RF backbone is on the 6-centimeter band, so it's like 5 gigahertz, like Wi-Fi gear. Sometimes we have, even for the backbone, we are using other frequencies. We'll come to that later. The RF user access is typically on the 13 centimeter band, so 2.3 gigahertz, and even on 6 centimeter. You always need the line of sight, or typically you need it, or you're very nearby to the site in order to use that. And as of today, we are using that infrastructure 90% of the time, not for the end users, to be honest, but we are using it for interconnection of amateur infrastructure, like amateur repeaters and so on. So this is the main thing, and many people try to get a way how to get the local repeater connected to the internet in order to, for example, feeding APRS information to the internet, IS stream. So we offer, if you're suffering from that line of sight problem, then we're offering VPN access. I will show this later, how to gain access to the network. And most of the time, people are using this for service activity of the repeaters or whatever you can find there. So actually we are using the IPv4 address space from the globally unique IP space 44.128/10. It has been formerly 44/8, so very large, but this portion of the network is large enough for getting everything inside. We are using the 16-bit and 32-bit private anonymous system numbers, You can see the RFCs here for our internal BGP routing. So all the network is using BGP only. We have some new domains since last year. We're using the domains hennet.radio, hennet.cloud, and hennet.network. I will come to that, what it is and how we are going to use it. And of course, there is really, really much potential for further projects on the application layer. And I'm really interested in that M17, what we just heard about data communication. Let's see whether this is somehow integratable. So, yeah, here you can see this is the Hemnet map, or let's say part of the map. Of course, you can scroll around the world, but you will not find too much there. It's, you can see this is very dense on the German-speaking area. It's not wide known to non-German-speaking area, unfortunately. And this is maybe, hopefully, with this talk, the beginning to expand. And this, the picture on the right-hand side, you see a typical Hemnet installation. And the funny point is that I gave exactly a talk 10 or 11 years ago in the US using the same picture because it didn't change too much. So we have, for the user access, we have small devices which are covering different direction, north-east, north-south, east-west, with 90 degrees beams so that you can easily access the Hemnet site. And below you see the interlinks. So they have a very narrowband beam so that they can point to other Hemnet infrastructure to have a good link. Yeah, on the left side, you can see the URL for our platform. If you go to hemnetdb.net and click here on the map, this map will open. You can scroll in, you can zoom in, you can do a lot there are a lot of tools inside, and you can play around with that. So, and what is the amazing thing, the amazing part? There are people trying to ask, what can I do with it? It's not me. I'm only interested in building up the infrastructure, and there are many people really trying to build up that RF-only infrastructure for our amateur radio infrastructure, and we don't care about what is going on the network. So we are really focusing on building up the network and thinking in layers, say, okay, look, you have now here a nice network, use it. I'm not interested in what you're doing, but you can do it. So this is really satisfying to me. You can see here a trace route from the southern part of Germany, going from here over Austria, and then even up to the north coast or east coast of the North Sea. Yeah, and as you can see, we have 28 hops and came down up down to 85 milliseconds round trip time.